quote, the economy, stupid, unquote. Here was my take on immigration 5 years ago. If you came to my show last week, you heard my take on homelessness. So welcome back. Today is immigration. And immigration, like homelessness, has categories. Illegal, asylum seekers, and the dreamers. Immigration in this country is a joke, both coming and going. The Statue of Liberty welcomes everyone to our shores, and if you are an American, you are either an immigrant, a Native American, or a descendant from slaves. So let's discuss our current, deeply flawed policy for immigration. For many years, a blind eye was turned on immigration crossing, on immigrants crossing the border from Mexico. No one cared because we profited off of this cheap labor. President after president tried to establish an immigration policy between the U.S. and Mexico, and it never amounted to much of anything. In the last 10 years, the U.S. decided to put energy and effort into, quote, controlling immigration. The Division of Homeland Security was formed so that we could gain some idea of who, where, and why people were crossing the border and the behavior around that. ICE became the enforcement arm of immigration, and all of the undocumented were running scared. No one thinks illegal immigration is okay. We all, Republicans and Democrats alike, think that illegal entry into the U.S. with no oversight is not okay. The issue is that the illegal immigration infrastructure, that's a lot of eyes, is so complex that there's no way to simply stop it. So we must develop a policy that regulates our border in an organized and cooperative way. So stop the BS talk about liberals wanting wide open borders. It's patently untrue. The type of immigration that needs real consideration and policy reform to begin with is the asylum seekers. Like all immigration, asylum seekers are able to abuse the system of kindness and compassion to gain entry and protection from deportation into the U.S. However, let's develop a strategy for accepting asylum seekers that does not include separation and/or persecution. The United States is a destination for many trying to escape oppression, cartels, or communism. If personal liberties and familial safety forces someone to walk hundreds or even thousands of miles to our southern border, let's be compassionate enough to agree that their professed threats are real. This is the very least we can do. Once again, the rhetoric around both illegal and asylum immigrants is couched in language that dismisses their humanity and denigrates any substantiated claim of persecution. A common sense legal path to citizenship needs to be developed, and compassion needs to be the foundation of all border control training. Instead of assuming the absolute worst, let's hear the stories and have options that both protect the person and supports our fragile system that cannot let every single desirous immigrant in with no oversight. Once again, the, quote, liberal agenda does not include wide open borders. Now we have the dreamers. The dreamers are immigrants who were born here, have been living and working in the U.S. for years. They most likely gained entry illegally, or they overstayed a visa and now are in violation of that status. These immigrants are undocumented. They are often living and working under the table or using fake Social Security numbers, which allows them to have legitimate employment. As a caveat, these workers are paying into a system they will never receive benefits from, paying taxes, paying union benefits, etc. If the identification documents are false, then the benefits and taxes will simply stay in the system uncollected. Uncollected by them, unused, I guess. But that's not the point. These undocumented workers, false documented included, need a path to citizenship. If they have lived and worked here, raised a family, and have no convictions or law enforcement issues, the path should be rapid and seamless. The children of these undocumented parents should not be fearful that mommy and daddy are about to be deported. If we tell the truth, without this class of undocumented workers, Americans would be in a real workforce crisis. From cheap labor in construction, viticulture, agriculture, landscaping, restaurant workers, home caretaking, hospitality, in-home health care, etc. We have all benefited from this cheap, undocumented workforce. It is imperative that we legitimize their status. I know immigration is a very volatile subject. I know that the conversations about immigration fall decisively along party lines. We have lost our humanity if we fail to address the crisis at our borders in a common sense way. The wall was not a viable solution. Ignoring the crisis is also untenable. Developing a path to citizenship, increasing compassion training at the border, separating asylum seekers from those delivered by coyotes, and keeping families together until status can be gained. These are the things we need to be working for. Whether the status is temporary or permanent depends on everything discussed above. Immigration courts must be faster and more efficient. We must be in the business of accepting the tired, poor, homeless, huddled masses yearning to breathe free. That is our vow. Do not muddy the waters with partisan BS. The undocumented are not our problem. The policies around this valuable workforce is the problem. I have heard many false claims that illegals are taking advantage of our system, hogging up health care, clogging our schools with second language learners, and just working here so they can send money to Mexico so that the rest of their family can come here illegally too. This is an old, unsubstantiated unsubstantiated trope. Our medical system is indeed overwhelmed. Our schools have less and less federal financial support to allow teachers to teach all levels of student, ESL or not. And who cares if they work and send money back to Mexico? If our borders are secure and working to accept valid immigrants, this issue vanishes. The beginning of the end for our deeply flawed, criminally negligent immigration policy and procedural system that must be reformed is coming. We must demand better from our lawmakers. We have to tell the truth to ourselves about our prejudices against this group of should-be Americans. Stop the propaganda and begin the real work. The end. That was November 16th, 2020. Whew. So, I read a quote just yesterday about immigrants being taken right off the streets, whether that's from schools, their workplace, from the grocery store, from their place of worship. They're being taken by ICE agents and whisked away to who knows where. These, quote, captures are happening right in front of children, wives, and other family members. There are no warrants. There are no explanations. They're just being rounded up and sent away. So here's a question. Are there illegal aliens living amongst us who are criminals? You bet there are. But are there also law-abiding, no-status-holding, quasi-Americans living and working among us who just want to stay here and continue to raise their families? Equally, yes. I had a conversation last summer with a die-hard Republican about this imaginary turnstile system set up at our border with Mexico. It's an idea I came up with, so I was kind of explaining to him how we could solve this crisis. And I said, you set up this turnstile system at our border with Mexico, where you go into a turnstile based on your status. So it's a simplification of this complicated issue, but let's just visualize this. Turnstile one is for asylum seekers, those people who have walked hundreds or thousands of miles with their children to escape a cartel or some sort of repressive government that's targeting them. These people look like LGBTQ humans, pregnant mothers, underage children. They are fleeing a repressive government, or they're not free to live the way they want to live because of drug cartels or some other violent government situation. As I said in the previous reading, let's assume that if they traveled all this way on foot in these terrible situations, pregnant, with children, etc., not physically trained for these long journeys, that they're fleeing something that we need to have compassion around. That's lane one. The next lane is for those people who have family members living in America. We don't know the status of their family members. We just know that these people are leaving their country of origin for a chance at a better life in what we profess to be the greatest country in the world. These are humans who are physically able to contribute to our economy by working in our dynamic workforce. This lane should have green cards available so that these people can enter the country and start contributing to our economy in a somewhat legal fashion. Now, with 100% certainty, this is the most crowded lane. The third lane is for people that are potentially already here, and we have them lined up to return them to Mexico. So this lane is headed in the wrong direction, or in the other direction, depending on your perspective. These are the people who overstayed their visa, who have stolen or fraudulent Social Security numbers, and are living and working within America, contributing to a system they will never benefit from. And this lane needs to have attorneys, immigration and otherwise, to put them on a legal path to citizenship. This is not about money changing hands and threats. This is about honoring an entire group of people who have done the right thing and have never been able to be considered legitimate Americans. I said to my daughter the other day, someone needs to explain to me, as if I were a second grader, how they think our immigration population is damaging our country. I need real examples of immigrants who are stealing your health care, destroying our schools, living off the kindness of our ever so generous American government, stealing your jobs. I'm happy to wait. The truth of the matter is, we all have a personal story. We all have the landscaper that we love, a farm worker who we're grateful to, a viticulture worker who we honor as we drink our wine. We have our favorite waiter at our restaurant that we frequent. We have our favorite nanny, our favorite teacher's aide, our favorite yard duty, our favorite cleaning lady, our favorite hotel worker, our favorite home health worker, our favorite coworker. These personal stories exist because someone crossed the border illegally to have a better life, and their better life has enhanced our life in a million different ways that are seen and unseen. At what point are we going to stop marginalizing this population and give them the privilege of being legitimate citizens with no threat of deportation? Oh, that's a big question. I'm not here for the criminals. I'm not here justifying the criminal element that crossed the border to sell drugs to our kids, to bring in illegal guns, to traffic young women into prostitution. These are not the immigrants who live among us. I'm all for ICE enforcing and deporting those immigrants with criminal records. What I'm not for is swooping in, taking people off the streets, scaring children, breaking up families, and criminalizing behavior just because the current commander-in-chief has a penchant for, quote, purifying America's race. Speaking of quotes, here's one. Terrible things are happening outside at any time of night and day. Poor, hopeless people are being dragged out of their homes. Families are torn apart. Men, women, and children are separated. Children come home from school to find their parents have disappeared. Women return from shopping to find their houses sealed and their families gone. The end is nowhere in sight. Unquote. You might think that's a current quote, but that is from the diary of Anne Frank. And I'll let you decide where the similarities begin and where they end. There's so much hyperbole and conspiracy theories, and these are coming from both sides of the aisle, to the extreme right and to the extreme left. I know it's difficult to understand how we got here. And as I said, many presidents have tried to overhaul our immigration system. Wholesale banishment of all the brown people is about as far from a solution as no border control. Let's move to the center. Ask the real questions. Is your life harmed by immigration? What is your story about something you personally lost because an immigrant stole it from you? What opportunity? What job? What place in line for health care? I'm deadly serious. I want to know. Do you feel unsafe because of the immigrants in your neighborhood? With so much lack in our country in the area of education, feeding the poor, access to good wages, are you positive immigration is to blame for all of this? Or is it just big hysteria that has one goal, to divide us, to make us look at our neighbors as the enemy, to make us consider our children's classmates as less than, to allow us to look down and discount huge segments of our population because their origin story doesn't match ours? What's the end goal? States are struggling with budget deficits that are strong opinions. No, states are struggling with budget budget deficits. And there are strong opinions on the, quote, roosters in the hen house who are robbing us blind while they slash funding for the disadvantaged and the poorer among us, all the while blaming them, while the powerful line the pockets of special interest groups. The true corruption is at the top. Scapegoating immigrants is a distraction. If you're wondering what this has to do with my wellness journey, let me draw the line for you. My personal wellness, my mental wellness, is not improved by me separating myself from others. I gain nothing by looking down on hardworking individuals who love our country enough to come here with huge risk for a chance at a fraction of what most of us have in excess. I know there is abuse in the immigration system. I know people paid coyotes to get them across the border. I know that some come here and immediately figure out how to game our system. Conversely, there are plenty of people born and raised here who do the same. My hope is that a common sense, legal, humane path to citizenship is developed and implemented sooner rather than later. My fear is that the current administration has no desire for any of this, and the damage that they are doing right now may take decades to undo. You can't marry your way in. You can't birth your way in. There's no way in. But what does our country look like without this immigration population? Who will fill the gaps in agriculture, construction, restaurants, home health care, hospitality, house cleaning? We cannot rely on the under 30 sector. They proudly proclaim themselves to be NILFs, N-I-L-Fs. They're not in the labor force. And I didn't make that up. That's a real thing. The pressure on our infrastructure will be felt and gaps will exist if we expel all immigrants without valid green cards or some form of legitimate citizenship paperwork. This task seems monumental because it is. We do not have the manpower to execute the purge, nor do we truly have the desire. The shouting and carrying on is at least 50% performative, and the other portion is just a distraction. I believe in Tan Stoffel. T-A-N-S-T-A-F-L. There ain't no such thing as a free lunch. It's the first rule of economics. Our immigration population, by and large, are not seeking a handout. They're seeking economic, political, spiritual, sexual, and social freedom and safety. Politically, there is a solution that includes a legal path to citizenship. Pick a party and fight for your neighbors. Fight for those with less. It's the only viable solution to this issue. Anything less is contrary to our democratic way of life. Not to mention, it's the Christian thing to do, if you believe in that, which most of you profess to. So, that's my lecture on immigration. I have more, but we're going to take a breath, and we're going to think about this very complicated topic, and I'm going to do a little radio business. So there's a little flyer in front of me, and I'm supposed to read about it. It says, "An Evening with Mike Beck, Cowboy Singer, Songwriter, Wednesday, May 21st. So that's next Wednesday from 7 to 9:30 p.m. at 27150 Main Street in Tomales, California. Admission is $25. It's a bluegrass jam from 5 to 6:30. With tickets purchase, and there'll be beer, wine, and beverages available for purchase at the bar. For more info, you can go to, I gotta bring this closer to me because I can't see. You can go to mikebeck.com. His name's Mike Beck, so it's mikebeck.com. Or call 707-479-5529. This is why we pre-record everything, because readers flub. And then, of course, you know I chose some songs for today. And I'm going to do one underwriter acknowledgement, and then I'm going to play a few songs. And then after I play the last song, I'm going to spew all my research on you people. Because who loves research more than me? Nobody. That was an old thing they used to say about the Niners. Who's got it better than us? Nobody. So I wanted a little side note. I bought all of these foam covers for the microphones here because I convinced myself every time I got sick that I got sick here because there's all these microphones and all these different DJs. And so I bought these foam covers and I have to put them like over the microphone, right? The microphone's metal and it's, you know, on a stand and I have to squeeze these foam covers over top of it. And it's like putting pants on a toddler. It's not easy. So I cut little slits in it to like slide it on easy. And I was putting my new foam cover on today because the last show I did, I forgot my foam cover and I looked in the lost and found and it's not in there. And I looked in my folder and it's not in there. So probably got thrown away, which was a smart thing to do because I used it. But so it ripped a little bit and I went to put it on and I pushed it all the way on. And it's literally got a huge friggin' rip in it. So I guess they're disposable after all. Okie dokie. So I'm on the list to do Underwriter 27 and 28. So I'm going to do Underwriter 27. Stand by.
Cows thanks Cloverdale Travel for their generous underwriting support of Cows. They specialize in cruises, hotels, and car rental agencies, and have been serving Sonoma County at their downtown Cloverdale location for over 28 years. For more information, they can be reached at 707-894-5284 or by email at craig@cloverdaletravel.com.
Speaking of Cloverdale, my goddaughter's wedding is this weekend in Cloverdale. She's getting married on Saturday. We have the rehearsal dinner situation tomorrow, Friday, and then the wedding on Saturday. So it's going to be exciting. I'm so excited for Annie and Nicholas. All right, let's play a song. The first song, and I literally searched for this song. I've never heard it before. And I played it, and I was like, yeah, that's being played on the show. It's called Immigrants, and I'm going to play it, and then I'm going to tell you about it. So stand by. This is Immigrants.
You know, when it gets into this whole issue of border security, and, you know, who's going to say that the borders are secure? We've got the House and the Senate debating this issue, and it's really astonishing that in a country founded by immigrants, immigrant has somehow become a bad word. So the debate rages on, and we continue along.
And just like that, it's over. We tend to our wounded, we count our dead. Black and white soldiers wonder alike if this really means freedom. Not yet.
I got one job, two job, three when I need them. I got five roommates in this one studio, but I never really see them. And we all came America trying to get a lap dance from Lady Freedom. But now Lady Liberty is acting like Hillary Banks with a prenup.
Banks with a prenup.
Man, I was brave, sailing on graves. Don't think I didn't notice those tombstones disguised as waves. I'm no dummy. Here's something funny. You could be an immigrant without risking your lives or crossing these borders with thrifty supplies. All you gotta do is see the world with new eyes.
Immigrants, we get the job done.
Look how far I come. Look how far I come. Look how far I come,
we get the job done.
Look how far I come, look how far I come, look how far I come.
Immigrants, we get the job done.
It's a hard line when you're an import, baby boy, it's hard times. When you ain't sent for races, feed the belly of the beast with they pitchforks. Rich chores done by the people that get ignored. Ya se armó, ya se despertaron, it's a whole awakening. La alarma ya sonó hace rato, los que quieren buscan, pero nos apodan como vagos. We're the same ones hustling on every level, ten los datos. Walk a mile in our shoes, abróchense los zapatos. I've been scoping y'all dudes, y'all ain't been working like I do. Why y'all work ya? It hurt ya. You claim I'm stealing jobs, oh, Peter Piper claimed he picked them. He just underpaid Pablo, but there ain't a paper trail when you living in the shadows. We America's ghostwriters, the credit's only borrowed. It's a matter of time before the checks all come, but
immigrants, we get the job done.
Look how far I come. Look how far I come. Look how far I come.
We get the job done.
Look how far I come.
get the job.
Not yet.
It's only borrowed, it's America's Ghost Riders. The credit's only borrowed, it's America's Ghost Riders. America's Ghost Riders, America's Ghost Riders. The credit's only borrowed, borrowed America's Ghost Riders. The credit's only borrowed, it's America's Ghost Riders. The credit's only borrowed, it's America's Ghost Riders. The credit's only borrowed, it's
immigrants, we get the job done.
AOA, immigrants, we don't like that. Nah, they don't play. British Empire strikes back. They're beating us like 808s and hi-hats. At our own game of invasion, this ain't Iraq. Who these Fugees, what do they do for me? But contribute new dreams, taxes, a tool, swagger and brutality. Who they flee war zones, but the problem ain't ours. Even if our bombs landed on them like the Mayflower. Buckingham Palace, a Capitol Hill. Blood of my ancestors had that all built. With the ink you print on your dollar bill, oil you spill. Thin red line on the flag you hoist when you kill. But still we just say, look how far I come. Hindustan, Pakistan to London. To a galaxy far from their ignorance. Cause
immigrants, we get the job done.
Por tierra o por agua, identidad falsa. Brincamos muros o flotamos en balsa. La peleamos como Sandino en Nicaragua. Somos como las plantas que crecen sin agua. Sin pasaporte americano, porque la mitad de Gringolandia es terreno mexicano. Hay que ser bien hijo de puta. Nosotros les sembramos el árbol y ellos se comen la fruta. Somos los que cruzaron. Aquí vinimos a buscar el oro que nos robaron. Tenemos más trucos que la policía secreta. Metimos la casa completa en una maleta. Con un pico, una pala y un rastrillo te construimos un castillo. ¿Cómo es que dice el coro, cabrón?
Immigrants, we get the job done.
Look how far I come. Look how far I come. Look how far I come.
We get the job done.
Look how far I come. Look how far I come. Look how far I come.
Immigrants, we get the job done.
Okay, so this is what I wanted to say about that song, which I think is amazing. It's written by Claudia Feliciano, Jeffrey Penalava, and Carmen Miranda. Stop it. Not Carmen Miranda. Where is that song again so I can look at the Carmen Miranda? I'm crazy. Don't listen to me. Lin-Manuel Miranda is who I met. Lin-Manuel Miranda. Keenan Abdi Warsame, Rene Perez Joglar, and Rizwan Ahmed. So Lin-Manuel Miranda is one of the songwriters on that song. Really cool song, right? Okay. I don't know why I'm so confused today. It's so weird and so unlike me. I'm going to play another underwriter. This is underwriter 28. Stand by. Okay. Technical difficulties. I don't have underwriter 28 because for some reason, even though it says it's here, it won't play, so I'm going to have to skip that one. Dang it. All right. Bruce Springsteen's on tour right now in Europe. It's not a new tour. It's makeup dates for the dates that he had to cancel when he was there last year. I saw him last year in Rome. And his first stop was in Manchester, England, and he's in the news today for speaking out against the current president. But the name of the tour is Land of Hopes and Dreams, so you had to know I was going to play that song, right? You had to know. All right, so I'm going to play that right now, Land of Hope and Dreams by Bruce Springsteen.
We'll be right back.
serves his train, carries losers and murders his train, carries whores and gamblers his train, carries lost souls. I said this train carries broken hearted, this train, thieves and sweet souls departed, this train carries fools and kings on this train.
Such a good one. I just love that saxophone playing. Way to go, Jake. Okay, I have some more business, public service announcement. Wouldn't it be great if we could swap the help we need for the help we can give? We can with the Sebastopol Time Bank. The Time Bank allows members to offer services as well as request services within our local Time Bank community by banking hours for services rendered and spending hours on services needed. Membership is free. To qualify, you need to call Sebastopol home, be at least 18 years of age, and attend our one-hour Zoom orientation. Drop by SebastopolTimeBank.org or sign up and find out about future orientations. That's a really cool idea, the Sebastopol Time Bank. I'm a fan. And then this is a programming announcement for Uncle Charlie's Jukebox. Tune in every Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. for Uncle Charlie's Jukebox. It's not old school, it's old after school. Charlie harkens back to the sounds of a small town top 40 radio in the afternoon with classics from the 50s to the 80s and beyond. A fun old guy playing some great old music. Don't miss Uncle Charlie's Jukebox every Wednesday at 4 at your home for unique music and talk, KOWS Community Radio 92.5 and streaming at KOWSFM.com. Uncle Charlie's Jukebox is underwritten by North Coast Solar. So I've checked the box on all my requirements. I have another song to play. And I don't know how I happened upon this song, but wow, am I glad I did. So this song is called Who's Gonna Build Your Wall? And you're never gonna hear it on the radio, but I'm gonna play it on this radio. So stand by.
Trucks who've declared their own. to build a barrier like old Berlin, 8 feet tall. But if Uncle Sam sends the illegals home, who's gonna build the wall? Who's gonna build your wall, boys? Who's gonna mow your lawn? Who's gonna cook your Mexican food when your Mexican maid is gone? Who's gonna wax the floors tonight down at the local mall? Who's gonna wash your baby's face? Who's gonna build your don't lay that rap on me. Left wing, right wing, up wing, down wing. I see strip malls from sea to shining sea. It's the fat cat white developer who's created this whole damn squall. It's a pyramid scheme of dirty jobs. And who's gonna build your wall? Who's gonna build? Muslims, we got fundamentalist Jews, we got fundamentalist Christians, they'll blow the whole thing up for you. But as I travel around this big old world, there's one thing that I most fear. It's a white man in a golf shirt with a cell phone in his ear.
So that singer is a guy named Tom Russell, and I've not heard of him. And I'm not saying that I agree with every word in that song, but a lot of it is pretty powerful. So as I mentioned, and as you've come to expect, I did my research. The United States government classifies immigrants in a few different ways. When it comes to the cost to our country, per capita, we have unauthorized immigrants and legal immigrants. Those are the two classifications that the U.S. government uses. For unauthorized immigrants, the short-term costs are often higher due to an increased strain on local services, emergency health care, schooling, and law enforcement. The estimated cost per unauthorized immigrant is about $5,000 per year, according to estimates from the Center for Immigration Studies. These figures include public services minus any taxes that these unauthorized immigrants pay. Unauthorized immigrants may pay sales tax on property, payroll taxes, and the fiscal impact is then mixed or even positive over the long term because they're paying into a system they're never collecting from. When it comes to legal immigrants, here's some of the classification. There's highly skilled immigrants who often contribute more in taxes than they use in services, so it's a net positive. There's refugees and low-income immigrants who may receive more benefits at first, but their children often outperform native-born peers economically. So the average long-term cost or benefit per legal immigrant over a 75-year span, regardless of status, is about $92,000 in net fiscal benefit to the government. So, benefit. U.S. border and enforcement costs around $25 billion per year. That's on enforcement, plus billions more in the court systems and detention centers and deportation costs. Now, since I live in California, let's talk about California, because there's a huge misconception that illegal immigration is bankrupting our state. But let's just deal with facts. So according to the Federation for American Immigration Reform, the average cost per unauthorized immigrant in California is $7,000 per year. This translates into a burden per household of $2,340. So it costs every California taxpayer $2,340 for an estimated cost of $31 billion. Now, California expanded its Medi-Cal program to cover low-income undocumented immigrants, which led to increased expenditures for the 24-25 fiscal year. Costs are projected at $8.4 billion, with a slight decrease of $7.4 billion anticipated for the 25-26 year. But in response to a $12 billion budget deficit, Governor Gavin Newsom proposed freezing new enrollments in the Medi-Cal system for undocumented adults starting in 2026 and introducing a $100 per month premium for existing enrollees. These measures will save the state $5.4 billion through the 2029 fiscal year period. Now, despite limited access to public benefits, undocumented immigrants in California contributed $8.5 billion in state and local taxes. While these tax contributions are substantial, they are often outweighed by the cost of public service providing, cost of the public service providing, leading to a net fiscal deficit. These figures highlight the complex fiscal dynamics of immigration in California. While unauthorized immigrants contribute significantly in taxes, the costs associated with the service, particularly health care, result in a net fiscal burden on the state. My position that many undocumented immigrants work under false or borrowed Social Security numbers and pay into a Social Security and Medicare system that they'll never receive benefits from. They also pay into union memberships. And the contributions appear to almost balance out the burden, or rather the, quote, professed burden on our system. Unauthorized immigrants who pay taxes and don't use many services, especially if they're younger and working, tend to narrow the fiscal gap significantly. In 2016, the Social Security Administration reported that unauthorized immigrants contribute roughly $13 billion a year to Social Security, but only take out $1 billion. Mostly through benefits accidentally paid out to those whose status has changed. The biggest burden on the system comes from emergency and medical health care and law enforcement. It's very expensive to enforce our immigration laws the way they are currently written, which is why I'm calling for common sense immigration practices. And when you only want to look at the costs and you don't want to look at the facts that millions of these illegal immigrants or undocumented workers are paying into systems they do not benefit from, and then the balances kind of balance out, and it seems like you're taking a very narrow view of things. Undocumented immigrants in California play a vital role in the state's economy through their substantial tax contributions. However, the limited access to the benefits funded by these taxes highlights the imbalance in the fiscal relationship between undocumented workers and public services. This week, the Supreme Court of the United States is hearing a case to do away with birthright citizenship. Birthright citizenship, as we know it today, is granted and guaranteed by the 14th Amendment. But there is an argument that this was an amendment that was written about slavery and not about people born in America over time. Much like my discussion about the homeless crisis, we're focusing on the wrong thing in order to distract from what's really going on. I think there is a solution to our immigration crisis. I think there's a path to citizenship that can be expedited. I do not think it should be a financial transaction, whether that's paying a $5 million bounty for automatic citizenship or paying out a $1,000 fee to every person that self-deports. Immigration is complicated and it's a complicated issue, and I'm not trying to minimize it in any way, shape, or form. I'm just pointing out the delicacies and the intricacies of our current system, both federally and state by state. So yeah, whatever. I don't have any solutions, but I know what we're doing right now is not the solution. It's just a way to distract us from the other craziness that's going on by focusing and scaring people into thinking that if we get rid of the immigrants, somehow the country will run smoother and there'll be more for everyone who's in the lack right now. And it's just not true. I do have another song to play. I was going to say I have another song to sing, and nobody wants to hear that. But one of our own, Don, is fighting a serious heart condition. Don actually trained me. He's a long-timer here at KOWS-FM, and we're all praying for his recovery. So I told him that I was going to give him a shout-out on my show, so we're thinking about you, Don. Please get well soon. I have so many questions, and I usually text him after my show because I either think I broke something or I forgot to do something, so he's the best, and we sure do miss him. I am not going to be back for 2 weeks. I'll be back on May 29th. So, you know, in the meantime, let's try to take care of each other. I want to play a song and I need to find it in my song list. I've played it before. And I played it the other day for my husband. When I had Donna on my show, this was the song that she picked. And I talked about it a little bit. It's an Eminem song. It's Skylar Grey also performs on the song. This is just Skylar Grey's version because it's her studio cut. So I'm going to play it. It's called Love the Way You Lie. And I really don't love liars. I despise them, but this is a really good song. So this is Love the Way You Lie by Skylar Grey and Eminem.
On the first page of our story, the future seemed so bright. Then the saint turned out so evil. I don't know.
Just gonna stand there and hear
By Eminem, Skylar Grey, and Alex Da Kid. I was going to close the show with a reading from my book, Be Here Now. The reading's called Humanity. I'm going to put my little spectacles on and read it, okay? Love, in the humblest of gestures, is the most moving love there is. No fancy gift could touch the heart like a sincere love letter. No elaborate, costly bouquet could possess quite the same charm as a hand-picked posy. A holding hand, a cup of tea, a gentle word. These are the things that matter most, nourishing things that speak to our hearts. It is fascinating that the poorest people on earth tend to be the most unthinkingly generous. In places in which families can hardly afford food, strangers can be welcomed, treated as honored guests, and served tea. In such tenderness, such sincere pride and richness of spirit. We are touched by humanity. In sensing our shared humanity, we find ourselves home at last. And I'm just asking for all of us to have a little humanity, to think about other people who maybe don't have all the privileges that you have, who don't enjoy all the gifts that you have. If they are willing to die to come here, we should be willing to give them some grace and extend some humanity. And that's my lecture. This has been Level Up with Dani. I'm your host, Dani Stockham. I'll see you in 2 weeks at the end of the month. Until then, let's continue to take care of each other out there. And I'm always here if you want to chat. My next show is going to be about a wellness ritual that I just started. So we'll see what I have to say about it when I'm 2.5 weeks in by the time my next show comes around. Thank you so much. Have a great day. It's sunny here. If it's sunny where you are, go stand in some sunshine. Take some deep breaths. Ground yourself.
1, 2, 3,
I wake up in the morning at 6 o'clock. They say there may be rain, but the sun is hot. I wish I had some time just to kill today. I wish I had a dime for every bill I got to pay. Some days you lose and win, and the water's as high as the time to win. So I jump back in where I learned to swim. Try to keep my head above it the best I can. That's why here I am, just waiting for this storm to pass me by.
It's 2 o'clock.
We are Cows Community Radio, KOWS Occidental, California, 92.5 FM, streaming to the world at cowsfm.com, where we always practice free speech and no bull.